It is Review Extra. It had to be Review Extra. Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers. We were going to do it anyway. We had it planned. We could see it coming a mile off. And talk about it coming a mile off is something we're going to end up with in this conversation. We're predominantly going to talk about Paris Saint-Germain's game against Bayern Munich, but we will do a little bit on Arsenal against Atletico Madrid. The first thing to say before we even do the approaches, before we do any aspect of it, Dan Morgan, it was a joy to watch. It really was. It was remarkably exciting. The technical quality on show was something to behold. It was just a genuinely brilliant game of football.
I'm so devastated, chaps. I didn't get to watch it live.
You had to watch it back knowing the
I had
result.
to watch it in retrospect. It didn't make it any less entertaining or fantastic. But we do review, we do all of the numbers around stuff, and we look at stats that surround game context. And I think almost looking at the numbers for this is as exciting as some of the football on show for us nerds, I guess. Because I think for me, it just shows that two sides, and I think PSG were always going to do this, but two sides absolutely wedded themselves to their identity, and they sort of lost all of their conservatism around what might go wrong and how it was an occasion where you can be made to look a divvy easily and to the biggest stage. And I'm just fascinated in loads of ways by Harry Kane's comments post-match about saying it was a really good defensive display from both teams.
Yeah,
Because I kind of think he's right.
I think he's right as
You
well.
know what I mean? Like,
I think,
I think if you look at it, like you've got, I mean, if you want to pull the facts out, like, to back Harry's point up, it's 9 goals from 22 shots. From an XG perspective, it's a 3-2 game. So if anything, it shows an incredible level of finishing, which is on display, which is there from some of those goals, particularly
yeah.
Dembélé's.